Money Radio, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure to welcome Kim Wales back to these microphones. Kim Wales is the founder and CEO of Wales Capital and Crowd Bureau. That's Wales, W-A-L-E-S. Kim has been very active in the idea of crowdfunding and the Jobs Act. She has worked as a lobbyist, a change agent, and she also is running Wales Capital. And Kim, welcome back. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you, Sinclair. Thank you for inviting me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I heard about the SEC vote on Title III of the Jobs Act, and I immediately thought of you.
Well, thank you. I thought of you as well, and I was waiting to be able to get this opportunity to come back to the show and share what's going on in this marketplace. It's a real opportunity for all investors to now take liberty in identifying ways in which they can let their money work for them. But equally, it helps small businesses who need to get funded to identify people to invest in their companies. So we should talk a bit about that.
Yeah, and you, right before we went on air, you said that you had actually watched the SEC vote at the end of October there.
Yes, I was there in Washington on Friday morning, October 30th, and listened to the opening remarks from Chair White, and then, you know, listened to Commissioner Aguilar, and then, you know, Commissioner Stein, and then we finished it up with PWR. It was a real, it was exciting. We were all sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for the final ruling, and it was exactly what we expected. And clearly, I think most people were a little surprised by Commissioner PWR, you know, voting against this because it was a 3-to-1 vote. But nonetheless, we got the number of votes we wanted and needed, and we are now we now have a set of final rules to move forward with.
And these final rules really kind of complete the idea of crowdfunding. In the past, crowdfunding had come about, and it was kind of almost a donation to an entrepreneur or an innovator. Now it actually can be an investment. Explain, first of all, who the participants in the crowdfunding space are now.
Oh, that's excellent. So with crowdfunding, which was regulation crowdfunding under Title III, that rule actually opens up the marketplace to non-accredited investors and to the accredited investor who can already invest in securities. What this has done really is anyone who has any level of earnings or any net worth, they can actually invest in the securities market for these private placements. And so a few highlights around this is that if you're an individual trying to raise capital, you can, meaning a company trying to raise capital, you can raise a maximum aggregate amount of $1 million through crowdfunding offerings over a 12-month period. And then it also permits individual investors, that's an accredited or a non-accredited investor, over the same 12-month period to invest in an aggregate across all of the varying crowdfunding portals that will get adopted. And if your annual income or net worth is less than $100,000, then the greater of either $2,000 or 5% of the lesser of their annual income or net worth would be chosen for them to come up with the dollar amount that they felt comfortable with investing into any one of those businesses. And if both of their annual income or their net worth are equal to or more than the $100,000, then 10% of the lesser, not the greater, the lesser of the annual income or net worth can be used in order for them to invest over the 12-month period. And that aggregate amount, so if you are an accredited investor, as an example, and you are worth $1 million or $10 million, you cannot invest any more than $100,000 maximum over a 12-month period. So they basically put a lot of investor protections in place for this new marketplace for crowd finance or crowdfunding.
Because that had been part of the concern when we had talked about accredited investors, they were considered to be a sophisticated investor. the idea that a non-accredited investor might get into some of these investments, there was concern that they might be taken advantage of. But here they're saying, yeah, maybe, but there's only so far you can go there, just a certain percent of their income.
That's exactly right. So think about this. If you're earning, say, $40,000 a year, which could be a very typical annual income, you would have an opportunity to invest either $2,000 or 5%.
Okay.
You know, and then and what they do is they allow you to select the greater of the two in order for you to make that investment because your earnings is less than the $100,000 per year.
What are some of the things that a non-accredited investor can now invest in?
Well, you know, the rules and the Jobs Act was intended for small and medium-sized businesses, and really that would look at community-type businesses. So I would think of things like your nail salons, barbershops, your local gyms, your pizzerias. Things in that nature, I think, are the types of businesses you will start to see on these platforms. But clearly there will be opportunity to invest in high-tech, high-growth businesses also. And I think that the most interesting thing is that these are not just based on state. You don't have to find or identify companies in your state or city to invest in. You can invest in companies all over the United States with this new regulation. So it opens up the playing field in terms of where you can put your money.
Kim, we've run out of time. I have so many more questions, though. Perhaps you could join me tomorrow, and I can ask a few more questions.
Oh, that would be great, Sinclair. Okay. Just let me know, and I look forward to speaking with you.
We'll take a break here, and if folks would like to contact you, walescapital.com is your website, W-A-L-E-S, walescapital.com. Kim Wales, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sinclair. Have a great day.
And I'm going to pick up here, and I'll air this. Actually, I think I'm going to air this Monday and Tuesday this next week.
So, okay.
I can put them back to back that way. All right.
That'll be great.
Okay, here we go. Money Radio, thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Kim Wales, and Kim joined us yesterday as well. Kim is the president and CEO of Wales Capital, W-A-L-E-S, Wales Capital, and the website walescapital.com. And Kim is just our expert when it comes to the Jobs Act and crowdfunding. And yesterday I had a chance to talk with Kim, and we talked about a recent vote by the SEC that finally, after quite a long time, approved Title III of the Jobs Act, which opens up crowdfunding. We got through a lot of our conversation, but I still had a lot of questions. So I invited Kim back. Kim, thank you for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Sinclair. I look forward to this.
Title III opens up investing crowdfunding offerings to non-accredited investors. Now, there are still some rules. They can't just put all their money into an investment under Title III or crowdfunding. There are some limits for non-accredited investors. And I was asking you yesterday about things they could invest in. And you said, well, it could be small businesses. It could be tech ventures. Another area that I think has a lot of interest for people is real estate.
Oh, yes. Real estate is a hot market right now as it relates to the crowdfunding space. Today, companies like Fundrise and Realty Mogul are funding platforms where you can, if you are an accredited investor, go on those sites and you can actually invest in real estate opportunities. So think about 3 World Trade Center here in New York City. You could go on the Fundrise platform and you could invest into that offering. And so with Title III now going live, we certainly know that it takes time for the regs to go through the proper channels of sitting in the Federal Register, and then the funding platforms will have to get their license from FINRA to do business. So sometime in the late first quarter, early second quarter of 2016, we expect the market to really open, and certainly real estate crowdfunding should be one of those industries that start to use this particular opportunity with investing on these platforms.
Now, how does someone actually go about investing? It's a little bit different than just opening up an online brokerage account and clicking on a stock to buy it.
Yeah, so if you're an investor and you are interested in identifying deals, the first thing is being familiar with the funding platform. So there are some third-party service providers and some industry organizations like the Crowdfund Intermediary Regulatory Advocates. The acronym is CIFRA. The website is CIFRA.org. You could contact that particular group, or you can contact one of my other companies, Crowd Bureau or Wells Capital, to kind of give you some insight in terms of what funding platform would meet your needs as an investor. That's the first thing. But then once you get on the platform as an investor, you need to go through a series of education. So you need to understand that when you take an investment in a company, what is the risk inherent in you either getting a return on the investment and or losing the money. And we want everyone to feel comfortable knowing that they may lose all of their money in the investment opportunity, and or it just may take many, many years before they see any result in terms of investing. So they have to be very comfortable with this.
You may not have the kind of liquidity that you have buying 100 shares of Microsoft.
That's exactly right. You may buy your shares in company ABC, and company ABC may not offer you a return for 3, 4, 5, or 7 years.
Or maybe never.
It depends on their business model, or maybe never.
Yeah.
That is correct.
What does this mean for innovators and the people who are trying to raise money now? Because, you know, coming up with capital for a business or a venture has always been a difficult proposition. Is this really going to make it a lot easier for them to find money?
Oh, my goodness. This is really a gateway to communities of investors. So prior to the Jobs Act, if you were a small business or medium-sized business seeking funding, you had to have relationships, pre-existing relationships with people who actually had deep pockets, or you had to have relationships with angel investors or venture capitalists who would give you access to come and meet them. And so if you are an individual and you're not in one of the cosmopolitan cities like New York or LA or San Francisco or the Valley, the reality is that your access to that level of investor often doesn't exist. So with crowdfunding, the pools of investors are available to you online, and you have an opportunity to now access those individuals by going through the funding platforms. And so it just magnifies how many people can see what you're selling and what you're developing and can actually put money into your company. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity if we can get the market to a place that it's actually maturing and thriving.
There are limits, though, isn't it? $1 million a year that an entrepreneur can raise through this crowdfunding process?
Yes, it is. It's a $1 million raise for every 12 months as an issuer. But there are other regimes or rules that took place under the Jobs Act. We've talked about this on the show several times as they came live. So there was Title II of the Jobs Act, which brought about the general solicitation and advertising. And you'll see websites or funding platforms like SeedInvest or OfferBoard or WeFunder. And those sites, as if you are an accredited investor, meaning an individual that has an annual income of $200,000 or net worth of $1 million minus the value of your present home, you're able to go on that site and you can find investments. The other title that went live on June 19th of 2015 is something called Title IV. That's a Regulation A offering, and you can raise up to $50 million using Tier 2 if you're a small business or a medium-sized business. That's the first thing. But as an investor, you can be a non-accredited investor or an accredited investor, and you can invest up to 10% of your earnings or net worth.
It's a big change.
So there are there's a huge change underway, and I am very thrilled that we are getting to see that the capital markets is being open to we like to say mom and pop, who work very hard here in America, and it's time for us to all have an opportunity to seek some of the rewards and help to get some small businesses funded.
And
because
Kim,
they are the backbone to job creation.
You're absolutely correct. And Kim, you have been at the forefront of this movement, the crowdfunding movement. If folks would like to find out more, I will send them to your website, walescapital.com, W-A-L-E-S, walescapital.com. You just won't find anybody who knows more about this topic than Kim Wales. And it's been a pleasure, and I thank you once again for the great information.
Thank you, Sinclair. Have a great day.